On Tuesday, the 1st of July, following a significant last-minute concession, the UK government passed the Welfare Reform Bill. But how do the blind and partially sighted community feel about this? Joining me is Dawn Hopper. Thanks very much for coming on, Dawn. So how do you feel about the result of the vote and the bill passing in the House of Commons?
Hi, Barry. Overall, it's disappointing that the bill passed. It's something that, as a visually impaired person, we're opposing greatly. The fact that the government have had to make major concessions to get the vote over the line just adds additional anxiety and stress and worry for people like myself who are visually impaired and depend on welfare payments to ensure that we are fully committed members of society and that we can make the best out of our disability.
What did you think of the last minute changes to the bill?
I just would love to know why the process happened that way. To me, it makes sense that if you are going to make changes on such a massive scale, such as welfare reform, you need to be informed to make those changes, and the government to go ahead and try and pass the bill without waiting for any reviews or whatever necessary feedback they need into it. It just seems mindless to me. You know, they need to understand the people on welfare system and really look at the challenges they have and then work out what's the best way to support those people. And my concern is, particularly with the visually impaired sector, it's going to force more and more people into poverty.
What then does the government need to do differently moving forward?
I think they need to realise that it's not a matter of taking the PIP system as it is and deciding that we're going to make a new number up. So previously, the element that they're trying to change is the daily limit. So when you're visually impaired, this includes things like making food, managing yourself, wash and dress, and daily life components. Now, in the past, you would need to have scored 12 to get the enhanced funding. The change that they wanted to make was they decided that within that you still need those 12 points, but you must score 4 or more in one category. Now, this totally does not make sense to me, because you could have a claimant who's visually impaired and who scores maybe 20, maybe 24, but because they are spread across a number of categories and not in one specific category, a number 4 in any of those categories, that person would have been knocked out. So for me, it doesn't appreciate the level of difficulties a visually impaired person has. And sight loss affects every element of your life. From the minute you wake up, the challenges are there all the time. It affects daily limit. And I think that they need to change the welfare system, not on a number basis, but really understand, listen to the charities, listen to sight loss charities, and understand what can help people and use that as an assessment process. One other consideration, Barry, is the mental health and psychological and emotional side of sight loss. And 43% of people with sight loss have mental ill health, be it anxiety or depression. So those are very vulnerable people like myself who really need to be supported. And I feel that this bill, unless it really understands what the disabilities are across all disabilities, it's really going to let those people down. I chair a group called Belfast Sea Change, and we've been inundated with people concerned about this welfare bill, and it's going to affect between 800,000 and 1.2 million people. So this is a huge change that could potentially put people into poverty. It's just something that it's not the way they're going about it now isn't the solution, and it needs to be looked at, absolutely, but it needs to be based on solid research.
Dawn Hopper, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio. And if you'd like to share your thoughts on the Welfare Reform Bill like Dawn has, get in touch. It's radio@rnib.org.uk.